paragraph Lamed Beis, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain that beginning of Parshas Vayera and how it ties into our discussion here. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says there. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vo'era el Avraham el Yitzhak vel Yaakov bekel Shakai. I revealed myself to the Ovois with the name Kel Shakai, Shehu Shem Kodosh Venoira, which is a very holy, awesome name of Hashem. Avol ze Hashem nikroim boy gam hamalochim. However, this name Shakai is used also for angels. The angels are also referred to by this name, Kemoshe Kosov. As the pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hineni sholeach lefonecho malach, that I'm not going to accompany the Jews. It's too dangerous. If I accompany the Jews, if I get angry at them again, I'll blow them away. However, I'm going to send a malach, an angel, to go with you. He shomer ponov, miponov, beware of him, watch out. Al tamer boy, don't switch him, don't confuse him in any way. Kishmi Bekirboy, because my name is inside of him. Meaning he carries my name, but don't confuse him with me. Don't think it's me, it's not me, Hashem says. And the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh tell us, and Rashi HaKadosh points out, Ze Malach Memtes. The angel that Hashem was speaking about there is one of the most important angels in heaven, the Malach Memtes. Sheshmoi Kishem Raboy, whose name matches the name of his boss, his creator, Hashem. Ki malach memtes bigematria shakai kemuva, because as Rashi HaKadosh points out in Chumash, this angel's name, memtes resh vov nun, is bigematria shin dalet yud. Hainu shahasogas amitoso yisporach mitzad ze Hashem, Masig Hamalach, meaning that the understanding of Hashem's truth based on this name Shin Dalet Yud is something that that angel is zoicha to understand also. Ad shehamalach nichlal bo yisporach bebechinas ze Hashem, to the point where that angel, the Malach Memtes, plugs into Hashem via this name Shin Dalet Yud, the Nikro al Shmoi, and the angel is referred to by the name Shin Dalet Yud, because that's the connection that that angel has to Hashem via that name. Avol Shom Tzrichen Li Zoher Mitos. However, there we have to be very careful about making a mistake. Shiloi Litois, not to make the mistake. Shahasoga Zois Hu Atzmus Amitoso Yisborach, in thinking that the understanding of the MS of Hashem on the level of Shin Dalet Yud, on the level of that angel, that that's the essence of Hashem, because it's not. Ki al ze nemar hi shomer miponov al tamireni, because that's what the pasuk says. Hashem says, beware, don't confuse me with that angel, meaning that even though that angel is on a very, very, very high level, whereby that angel plugs into Hashem via the name Shin Dalet Yud, to on such a level that the angel's name is Bigimatria Shin Dalet Yud. So it's obviously a very deep, serious connection. And that angel obviously has a very high level understanding of Hashem's emes, but it's not yet the essence of Hashem's emes. V'alkein loy bochar Moshe bebchina zois. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu did not accept that. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, no, thank you. We don't want any of your assistance. We don't want any replacements. We want you. V'omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, im ein ponecho hilchim, if your face is not coming with us, we're not interested. Ki Moshe kol hasogosoi hoyo govoya moid. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding of Hashem kaviyochel and relating to Hashem was on the highest, highest level. Ki hisig mibechinas shem ho'etzem. He was zoche to connect to Hashem via Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the shem ho'etzem, shu shem havaya baruch hu. Aval gam hatzadikim hagdoilim shasagosom rak bibechinas shem zeh shu shem shin dalet yud, הם יודעים ונסורים מתוז, ואין טועים חס ושלום, שזה תכלס ההסוגה. However, Rav Nosson Zal points out, even the very great tzaddikim, whose understanding of Hashem is only via the name Shin Dalet Yud, they know, they realize that, and they're careful not to make a mistake in thinking that that's the highest level understanding of Hashem's emes. Rak yoidim, but rather they realize, she'i'efshar lahasig amitos yizborach, that they can't understand, they're not ready yet, they're not on the level to understand Hashem's own level of emes. וכן אי אפשר להשיג דרכי הנגוסו יש העולם, שהוא על ידי מידוי סביס ברוך שם שמוי סב כידוע. And so too, therefore, they can't understand completely how Hashem conducts the world, which is via his midos, via his spheros, which are the names of Hashem. The midos of Hashem are a reflection of the names of Hashem. There's a particular name of Hashem for chesed, for gvura, for tiferes, etc. Ki govhu drochov midrochenu, because Hashem's ways are way, way above our understanding. Ki hasogas etzem hoemes ne'elom v'nisgov moed, because to understand the essence of Hashem's emes, that's very hidden and very, very, very high up. V'ze she'omar Hashem yisborach le'moyshe. And this is why we find Hashem at the end of Parsha Shmois saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, after Moshe Rabbeinu said the words, Hashem, why did you make things worse for the Jewish people? Why did you send me? Hashem's response to Moshe Rabbeinu was, Haloi li Avraham v'chol ha'ovois, loin is galesi kim bebechin Hashem shakai. When it came to revealing myself to Avram Avinu and to the other forefathers, I only revealed myself to them via the name Shin Dalet Yud. Sheshom yesh achizo lahasogas hamalach kanal, where in that name of Hashem, there's even an angel that understands Hashem on that level, that plugs into Hashem via that name. Aval ushmi Hashem, whereas my name Yud Kei Vav Kei, Sheshom ein shom tfisa lahamalochim, where in that name no angel at all has a connection, has a direct connection to Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Loino idati lohem. I did not reveal that name to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. I didn't connect to them via the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'alkein bevadai hoyonelom mi'itom yoiser darke amitosi yisborach. And therefore, since I didn't connect to them via Yud Kei Vav Kei, but rather via a lower name, they did not understand the essence of the truth of Hashem like you do, Moshe Rabbeinu, on your level. V'afal pikein, and yet despite that, lo yihiru achar midoisai. They didn't question anything I did. They didn't question, they didn't complain, they didn't try to second thought think me in any way. K'moy shadosh razal, as our rabbis tell us, umuva bepirush Rashi sham, and Rashi Kodesh points out over there a few examples. Shehiftachti loses lohem es ha'oretz, I promised them the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ukeshebo Avraham likboir es sora, and yet when Avraham Avinu went to bury his wife in Eretz Yisrael, chuchrach liknois, he had to pay for the land, even though Hashem had promised him that this is yours, this is all yours. V'chein Yitzchok v'Yaakov, and so too by Yitzchok Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, despite the fact that Hashem made promises to them, and it looked as if those promises weren't really being fulfilled, they never questioned me, Hashem said, they never doubted me in any way. Ki yodu she'adayin lo hisigu etzem amitas midosav yizborach, because they realized that even though they were on such a high level, and even though they were plugged into Hashem mamish via the name Shin Dalet Yud, they knew that there was higher than that, and therefore they knew that they couldn't expect to understand everything Hashem does completely. And therefore, when they saw something they didn't understand, they said, "No, so we don't understand. That doesn't mean there's a problem with it." V'ato, whereas you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekvar gilisi lecho hasogas shem hoetzem, shem avaya boruchu, whereby I already revealed to you the name Yud Ke Vav Ke, which is the shem hoetzem, which is the essence of Hashem. Kaviyocho, that's the closest thing to Hashem himself. Ato chofetz leidau lehoven darke anhogas amitosi b'shleimus? You want to understand everything I do 100%? Haloyad rabba. But the truth is just the opposite. Kol ma shemasigin hoemes b'madrega gavoya yoser, the more that a person is zoche to understand the emes on a higher level, tzrichin leida sha'adayin rechoike me'asogas etzum emes. The person is supposed to realize that they're still very far from understanding the emes mamish of Hashem himself. Ki ikar hasogas hoemes, because the real understanding of the truth is the realization of how far we are from the truth. Meaning, Hashem's truth, the truth of the essence of Hashem itself, even Moshe Rabbeinu was still very far from that. This is what's written in all the Sforim, that the peak of understanding is the realization that we don't understand. The canal, as we mentioned earlier, v'zehu, and this is why Hashem went on to say, v'gam hakimoisias brisi itom loseis lemes eretz kanan, and I also fulfilled my commitment to them to give them the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'gam ani shamati es nakas bnei Yisrael, and I've also heard the outcry of the Jewish people, how much they're crying from suffering. Hainu shegila l'moisha Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu she'af al pi shelo gila l'ho'ovo is hasogas amitosi isborach afilu kama shegila l'moisha, that even though Hashem had not revealed to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Hashem's truth on the level that he revealed it to Moshe Rabbeinu, af al pi kein, still, kol ma sheyogu v'torchu, all the struggle and effort that the Ovois, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov put into coming close to Hashem, loyhoya bechinam chas v'shom, was not for naught. All of their struggle and effort was very, very important and very successful. Kiafal pikein, because even though they were not zoichet to understand the emes of Hashem on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, rakheim po'alu al yedei avodosam lahamshich v'liten lanu achuzas nachlasenu she'eretz Yisrael. They're the ones who succeeded through their mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and their study of Hashem and everything. They succeeded in bringing us Eretz Yisrael, our land, our homeland. Sheshom ikar hasogas amitosi isborach l'cho lech v'lechem Yisrael, which is the place where every single Jew has the best opportunity possible to come close to Hashem and to understand Hashem. Rak shetzrichen lahamtin loze ad hagu'ula harishoina. It's just that we're going to have to wait for this, Hashem said, until the first redemption, after the Jews first are going to have to come out of Egypt, they're going to have to come out of slavery, there's going to have to be that first redemption. And then they're going to have to wait till the final redemption. And that's when all the whole Jewish people are going to be zeichet to the highest level of closeness to Hashem and understanding of Hashem's emes. And that's when we're going to have Eretz Yisrael for real. Not the way it is today, with a secular government and with surrounded by enemies and enemies within and all kinds of problems. Avol soif kol soif, but eventually, kol kvisha Eretz Yisrael batchila uba soif. I'm sorry, avol soif kol soif, but the bottom line is, kol kvisha Eretz Yisrael batchila uba soif. Our entire conquering and receiving of the land of Eretz Yisrael, both in the earliest, in the beginning stages, and at the end, hakol hoya bekoyach ha'ovois, was all based on the merit, the schus, and the efforts of the avos, kimavur bechol haTorah, as is repeated many times throughout the entire Torah, that it was the avos who was zeicher that Hashem promised them that I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to give your children Eretz Yisrael. Ukemoikein gam ato, and therefore you too, Moshe Rabbeinu, אפל פי שגילי סילחו שם השם, שהוא הסוגה סואמס בבחינה גבויה יויסר. Even though I reveal to you the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which gives you an understanding of the truth on a higher level than Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Afal Pikein Adayin Yevshelecho Lahasig Darkei Amitosi B'Shleimus. Still, even you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are not yet capable of understanding Hashem completely. V'alkein Afal Pishato Roya Behoemes Shelcho. שישראל לא ישמעו אליך וירגיזו איסי לא ישכה כמה פעמים. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though you see with your emes that the Jews are not going to listen to you and they're going to anger me and you many times, וגם אתה ממוין פארוי לשלוח את ישראל, and even right now, פארוי just refused to release the Jewish people, and not only that, but he decided to make their suffering much worse. He tried to make their hard labor much, much harder. V'gam dosan v'aviram yotzu nitzavim, and dosan v'aviram came out to greet you, to give you a real mishaberach, to curse you for what you did to the Jews, the harm that you did to the Jewish people. שבשביל כל זה לא ירוציסו בתחיל הלילך בשליחוסי. Because where these are all the reasons why initially you refused, Moshe Rabbeinu, and you were trying to get out of going on this mission, gam ato, and now also ato tzoyek lo mozeh shlachtoni, you're screaming, Hashem, why did you send me? Afal piken, despite all of that, ato muchroch levatel daitcho negdi, you are obligated to put aside your thinking totally regarding me, velelech bishlichusi, and to go on the mission that I'm sending you on. Ki afal pikein, because despite all of your questions, and despite all the problems, and despite all the difficulties, tifal v'toyil v'tatzliach harbe bishlichusa, you are going to accomplish and help and succeed in a very big way in your mission. Ki soif kol soif toitziyem Mitzrayim biyad Roma, because eventually you are going to take the Jews out of Egypt with tremendous glory. V'titein ha-Torah li-Israel, and you're going to get to give the Torah to the Jewish people. U'ma she'yeh achar kach, and what's going to happen after that? Ein lecho lahara bozeh. You're not supposed to think about it. Ki kol ma she'tigmar le-Toivis Yisrael, eino nevad li-Oilam. Because whatever you're going to accomplish on behalf of the Jewish people will never go lost. Those accomplishments are going to remain in place. Even if the Jews mess up 100 times afterwards, still, what you achieved is in the bank. It's there. It's not going to be destroyed totally. V'haklal, now to summarize, Rav Nosson Zal says, she'afal pi she'ein zeichen lahasig etzem ho'emes, even though we are not zeiche to understand Hashem's truth, the highest level of Hashem's truth, afal pi kein kol tzadik v'tzadik amiti goymer harbe ma'oid bavoidosoi, despite that, each and every single true tzadik accomplishes in a tremendous way through his service of Hashem. What does he accomplish? Shemeir bonu kedusha samitas toirosoi, kefi hador ukefi hoeis vazman bifnei abayis v'shaloi bifnei abayis. Each and every single true tzaddik succeeds in shining into us the truth of Hashem's Torah, based on the generation, based on the timing, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when there's no Beis Hamikdash. Vafilu kol nekuda nekuda toiva shel hoemes shel apocho shebi Yisrael, and even every tiny drop of truth, of mitzvah, of religion, of Yiddishkeit, of the lowest Jew, the smallest Jew, yokor ma'oid ma'oid bein of Yisborach, is very, very precious in the eyes of Hashem, ve'eino nevedes lo'ilam, and it is indestructible. It can never go lost. And what each and every single Jew goes through, that's something that none of us can understand. כי גם הצדיקים הגדולים בעצמם, אי אפשר להם להשיג דרכי אמיתוס יסבורך בשלימוס. Because even the greatest of tzaddikim cannot understand the ways of Hashem completely, 100%. ואף על פי כן, and despite that, כל פעולוסם באמס קיים לועד ולנצח. Everything they do with their truth is established permanently, eternally. כמו שכוסוב, ושילמתי אס פעולוסם באמס. As Hashem says, I will reward their efforts with truth. Meaning, even though their truth is not the essence of the truth of Hashem, still, it's a major, major accomplishment. And it's eternal, it's permanent. וכמו כן, כל נקודה, נקודה מיקודה סמס, שמאירים בנו, אפילו בשבילוסנו עוצם, הכל קיים לנצח. And so too, every drop and drop of truth, of Torah, of Yiddishkeit, that the tzaddikim shine into us, even when we're on the lowest, lowest levels, like today, before the coming of Moshiach, when the Torah says, Haster, Haster, Hashem says, I'm going to be very, very hidden, and the generation is going to be in a very low state, Hakol Kayom Lonetzach. What the true tzaddikim shine into us, that's eternal. That's a major, major accomplishment. That will never go lost.